Commissioner Mike Slive joins us now. And Commissioner, it was announced this morning that the SEC Women's Tournament is going to return to North Little Rock, across the river from Little Rock and Verizon Arena in 2015.
Well, we've been there before, and we've really enjoyed it. The arena does a terrific job, and the hospitality has been great. The hotels have been great, so we're looking forward to going back.
Talk about this basketball season, the year before we have the SEC Network and everything. And I know you made an emphasis down in Destin at the spring meetings of trying to have teams submit their non-conference schedules because you want to get more teams in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we do. Now, you know, we have a long history of having, six or seven teams in the tournament, and that hasn't been the case in recent years, notwithstanding the fact we've won two national championships in recent memory. So our athletic directors voted unanimously to require our institutions to submit their men's basketball non-conference scheduling plans for our review. And then we've asked Greg Shaheen, the former vice president of the NCAA for men's basketball, to help us assess those schedules. And, you know, the concept here, like the poet once said, no man is an island. No team is an island, because whatever any team does affects the metrics of every other team. And so we had a meeting of our basketball coaches early in October and made it clear what we're going to do. We built the process. We started a little bit last year, you know, but we were a little late. So we started a process, and now it's underway, and hopefully that'll help all of our teams.
Are you surprised that the media this year picked a freshman to be the player of the year in this league?
I've been in the league 12 years straight. Nothing surprises me anymore. There are no new surprises left.
Let's talk a little football, because obviously we're right in the middle of football season. Arkansas is at Alabama this next week, this Saturday. But Jeff Long was named chair of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. You've been on selection committees before. You were the chair of the NCAA Basketball Selection Committee. What is he getting himself into?
Well, I called Jeff yesterday to congratulate him and said, you're going to be the most famous athletic director next fall in the country. And wished him luck. You know, it's an honor, and they picked a wonderful guy to do that with his a background. Jeff's background is such that he's played football in college, and then he coached, I think, in the MAC and the ACC and the Big Ten. Then he was at Pittsburgh, and so he's been almost, you know, in half of the leagues, if not more. So it's an honor for him, but it's a big commitment. He'll do a great job with it.
What would you say to the people that are questioning Condoleezza Rice's selection to that committee?
Well, I would say this, that I think she is a really fine selection. It's important to think about the committee as a whole and put it in context. And when you have a committee like we have on a basketball committee, it's really an effort to bring people with different skills and different frames of references, as long as they have, one, they are people of integrity, and two, they have an abiding interest in the game. And, you know, and she obviously grew up in Alabama. Her father was a coach. When she was at Stanford, athletics reported to her. So she's got an administrative background in college football, a personal interest in the game, and I think in the context of three head football coaches, eight people on the committee that are really X's and O's people, and then someone like Steve Weberg, who comes from your profession, because he brings a perspective, and it's I think when you think about the committee as a whole, she really is a wonderful addition.
The SEC has made headlines again in college football this year. Another record has been broken, 8 teams in the top 25.
Yeah, Trey, it's an amazing thing, and a great credit to good coaches, good players, you know, competitive games. It's also a tribute of it's also evidence that there's a lot of respect around the country for our league.
As we move forward through this year, getting ready for the SEC Network next year in August, are you on track? Are you ready?
Ready's not quite the right term, but are we on track? Yes. Matter of fact, we have a major meeting next week of our content committee. And we're dealing with a couple of areas now. You know, first things first, the technology to make sure that and the reason we're dealing with technology is that, as you know, we're going to televise 450 events, including three football games every Saturday. And then we're going to, the network is going to produce 550 games on the digital side. But if our, we've told our institutions, if you can produce games over and above that number, we will put them on the digital network. So all of our schools are bringing their own equipment up to the standard we need, so that our hope is we will have more than the 550. And ultimately, you know, we're going to have 1,000 events this year, but our goal is to get up to 2,000 events over time. So that's the first step. And then the step is, how do you plan the content? Who's the talent? What's the creative look like? What are the graphics going to look like? So, you know, we're building the structure. We're building the house. And then after we do that, then we'll begin to move to the content. And what's the programming going to look like? What are we going to, you know, we're going to have live events, but what are we going to do in addition to live events? Here's what we want to be. We want to be a national network. And John Skipper said that when we announced it, a national network, you know, and not just a paid advertisement for the SEC. We want to, you know, and we'll have to have some thick skin on occasion, you know, but some way we have to find that place between being a viable national network of national interest, along with being a network that has the tone and feel of colleges and universities. And that's that's not a bright line. So we're going to have some work to do that.
I should have asked you about this earlier when we were talking about postseason basketball, but you announced on Tuesday you were in Nashville. The fact that the SEC men's basketball tournament is going to be there 9 out of the next 12 years, that's a pretty permanent site.
Yeah, it is. And you may remember when we were at our spring meetings in Destin, we announced that we were going to explore a primary site versus a permanent site. The reason for that was we have some commitments. But we're going to be 12 years there because we're going to put our women in there 3 times. And I think our experience in Atlanta in football and Hoover in baseball helped lead us to this conclusion. And it's primarily fan-based. It's a destination city. It's a good basketball. Our fans have indicated they'd rather watch our tournament in a basketball arena than a large dome. And so even though we've given up a lot of seats, you know, we wanted to be responsive to the fans. And I tell people, now you can park your car, leave it there, go to your hotel, go to the games, choose a lot of different restaurants, and if you like music, you're going to get all you can stand. So we think it's a fan-friendly decision.
Anything else coming down the pike? I mean, that's a big decision there. What's next on your plate?
Well, you know, a little rest maybe, but, you know, we're here today talking about basketball, but we're going to, by the time you leave here, and it's going to be the weekend, and another great football weekend. Between the network, and we're also very busy, Trey, with me and my colleagues thinking about the NCAA and how it, you know, I think we've got some thoughts about how it ought to be governed, and we're working together with other folks to try to think about what we can do to create, to restore confidence in the NCAA and maybe streamline its governance over time. And so that's actually been it's in my so-called A pile for a while.
You're always generous with your time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Trey. Thank you.